Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. On this Friday, the question I am being asked from folks all over the country is a simple one. Will the United States of America continue to be so divided? And the answer that I give is yes, in the short term. So as we saw, the country is 50-50 between traditional conservative Americans and liberal progressive Americans. Now, under those two banners are a lot of different points of view. But Donald Trump and Joe Biden fought it out to pretty much a draw. I mean, Wisconsin went for Biden by less than 20,000 votes. And even in states that Trump won, the vote was very, very close. So we are a divided country. There's no doubt about that. And the divisions are stoked by the media, because the media makes money by getting you angry. So if you watch the network news and read the New York Times and the Washington Post, they hate Donald Trump because they know that a lot of Americans feel the same way. If you watch Fox News, listen to talk radio, they love Trump. So they, every day, the media operations are feeding the American public a division portfolio. And that's why, in the short term, things are not going to change. Now this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.